cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on December the 18th, 2009. For newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com. That's the main website. And on that front page, you'll see all the other sites I have up there. These are the only sites I have up. Anything outside of this isn't mine. And you should bookmark them for future use. That way, when the big ones go down and give me a hassle, as they always do, once in a while, then you can download the latest shows, the audio shows from the previous night and so on. Now there's cuttingthrough.jenkness.com. That's a good site, very dependable. It's a good idea too to alternate some of these sites, because if you get sticking sometimes on downloads, because everyone's going into the com at the same time, the Matrix com. So cuttingthrough.jenkness.com, that's cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us.ca. Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca, and Alan Watt, sentinel.eu. The last one there is a European site, has all the same audios for download, but it's got addition of transcripts of a lot of the talks I've given for download and print up, and you can choose from the various languages of Europe. And remember, you bring me to you, you are the audience. I'm not backed by any big foundation or any advertising company to push their products. The ads on this show are paid directly by the advertisers to RBN to pay for this show. It pays their airtime. It pays the staff and their bills and their equipment and their technicians. So you have to keep me going, and you can do so by buying the books that I have for sale at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. The discs, I have two. Now, some of these discs have 50 shows on them. And that's a pretty good deal. And there's DVDs and other things as well. But you bring me to you, as I say, it's up to you to keep me going. So support me by buying these things or donate to me. Now, you can also buy the books by PayPal if you send a separate email. I have a PayPal button on the site. Generally, it says donations only. But if you send me a separate email, I can fit you in. And personal checks are good from the U.S. to Canada, within Canada, of course, as well. From the U.S., you can also use international, you can stress international postal money order from the post office. The internal U.S. one is a green one, and that cannot be cashed outside the U.S. The one you want is a sort of red pinky bit for internationalism. That's the kind of one they have for the international postal money order. That's one you want. And you can use PayPal as well. Outside the Americas, same thing again. You can also use Western Union. You can use MoneyGram, PayPal, and some people just send cash to cut out the guy with the triple chins and the podgy fingers that keeps getting fatter all the time, who lives off your tax money and runs private corporations at the same time. Quite a deal, eh? Those that get the disc burned and passed to them, you can get in touch with me by writing to Alan Watt, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, which is Estaire, Ontario, Canada. The postal code is P for Peter, 3, E as in Elizabeth, 4, N as in Nora, 1, P3E, 4N, 1. And I never have decided where I take the program or the show on any particular night. I just open my mouth and see what comes out, because my mind's always tumbling with different pieces of news, discarding a lot of it too as trivia or deceptive, and I try to go into a talk to show you how things are really working in this divine comedy. Back with more after this break.
Thank you. The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Today.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Wharton. We're cutting through the matrix. To say I generally don't plan anything, I see where I just go with my thoughts for a night, and then I start uploading the show through satellite, if I can do it, actually. Because of ExploreNet, that's deliberately been told to cut me back with speed to put me off, basically. And that's how things work in the real world. And then I write the poem, and then I get on with the uploading again. But I try to omit a lot of articles, because people realize that everything that they read has a spin on it, one way or another, sometimes in different directions at once. Because after all, information is power. Knowledge is power, and we've been ruled for an awful long time by very powerful people who are not stupid, far from being stupid. They are not in it just for the money. They will maintain that they stay in charge of mainstream media for generations to come for their offspring's sake. But they also have other reasons too, because there's always a big game going on in the chessboard all the time, all the time. And people who don't know their history, they don't know their history, they'll never figure things out. They'll fall for every con that's presented to them under the guise of science with scientific terminology or medicine with medical terminology. Pharma's very good at that, selling flu stuff and so on. And they don't think. Brzezinski knew this was coming because they were using professional people, not just reporters and media and managers. They were using people who were trained in how the mind works. People who've been trained by Bernays, for instance, and how to not only sell things to the public, but how to also alter the public in such a way that more radical ideas could be introduced to non-radical people. But it'd be presented in such a way they wouldn't even notice, really, they wouldn't consciously notice they've been radicalized. And there are techniques to do it through gradualism, by the alteration of your actual download that you want into their minds by changing wording, calling it something else, for instance. It's astonishing today how just a few years after supposedly the Berlin Wall just fell down. Remember, when a wall comes down, people come out. But a few years it takes, and they don't know what communism is. And I remember talking to a young girl in a coffee store. She served in a coffee store in the summer. And she says, "This is the last time I'll be here." I says, "Oh, where are you going?" She was going off with some to help some country somewhere under some youth program. And she said, "They live communistically." And I said, "You mean just normal communal living, or the actual idea of Marxist communism?" She says, "Oh, true communism." And I says, "What do you know of communism?" And now she was just out of school in Canada, and she says, "Well, it's a good thing. It brought people together and made them work for a common purpose." Now, a common purpose is the term. You don't understand the buzzwords that are used in communism, because common purpose is a term you'll use through all the think tanks that move the world and shape the way it's going. Remember the parallel government that Margaret Thatcher referred to, and that Professor Carl Quigley referred to and worked for. The foundations, with their incredible amounts of money, that create policies, that create the non-governmental organizations that do the organizing, because they have unlimited financing to do so. They have thousands of think tanks working on various problems and how to introduce these very thoughts into your head over a period of time, even with timetables written down for each particular idea to take hold. And that's what she's been taught in school. It's a good thing. They're all striving towards a common cause. Everybody sort of chipped in together. And she really believed this. She was completely ignorant of what the Sovietization system was all about politically, and how it really was run by a small elite at the top who lived like kings. They could get everything they wanted to. Just like Orwell said in his book 1984, there's nothing those bar stewards can't get at the top. Everyone else was rationed. They couldn't even get razor blades at one point. And that was part of the definition that has been given by Orwell and others of tyranny. It's when those in charge of the means of production can regulate the distribution to those beneath them, and choose where to give them to you or not, to deprive you of them. That's not taught in school, you see. All that was taught in school was the ideal version, the utopia. We're all in it together, and children, youngsters, love a common purpose, that term common purpose, that's stressed over and over again in Marxism and in the foundations. In fact, they even have one of the largest groups in Britain called Common Purpose, well funded by the big boys in the Council on Foreign Relations, Royal Institute of International Affairs, to bring in globalism. But they also choose youngsters at school, special ones, they select them to be future leaders, totally immersed in one ideology. That's how your leaders are presented. They're trained from youth for their roles. Now, I've mentioned many times about the Club of Rome being one think tank, one of many big think tanks funded, again, by the big foundations to come into existence to start the war cry. And their job was to find a war scenario to bring people together across the whole planet so that we'd give up our freedoms and rights and work towards, again, a common purpose for survival. They thought about all different things that could happen. What could they use to con the public? And then at first, of course, they'd already tried global freezing, the coming ice age, and they had that printed in Time magazine and other major magazines in the early 70s. But nature wasn't cooperating with them, because we go up and down like a yo-yo, from cool for 10 years, warm for 10 years. We go back and forth, been like that for an awful long time, millennia. And so they changed to global warming. And this, again, I've read so many times, so I'll read it again, from their own book, The Founders of the Club of Rome, from King and Schneider, 1991, they published it. But they actually wrote that in the book that was back in the early 70s. They came up with this idea. It says, the need for enemies seems to be a common historical factor. They printed this in Time magazine too in April. It was reprinted in 1977, I think. But anyway, it says, the need for enemies seems to be a common historical factor. Some states have striven to overcome domestic failure and internal contradictions by blaming external enemies. The ploy of finding a scapegoat is as old as man himself. When things become too difficult at home, divert attention to adventure abroad. Bring the divided nation together to face an outside enemy, either a real one or else one invented for the purpose. Page 71. And on page 75 of the First Global Revolution by these guys, Club of Rome, remember, it's their job to find that the rest would follow. All the other think tanks and implementers would follow. It says, in searching for a common enemy against who we can unite, I was talking about how this is the technique that they've used in the past. We came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine, and the like would fit the bill. Now, they made this the gospel. They gave us no other alternative, or their followers no other alternative either. This was to be the big business plan, and come hell, high water, or high snow, they were not going to change it, as we can see today. Because they need this to bring the world under their control, and this is not some sort of democratic control. We're post-democratic with these boys. We've been post-democratic for a long time. And when you run through an agenda between changes in the House of Parliament or Congress, as Jefferson said, when the same agenda is seen to be moving forward through changes in the House, you know you are under tyranny. So this article goes on, as I say, page 75, where they come down to the end. All these dangers, therefore, are caused by human intervention and natural processes. It's only through changed attitudes and behaviors that they can be overcome. The real enemy, then, is humanity itself. Now, the whole point was depopulation. And that's what's going on in Copenhagen. Never mind all this money transfer. That's a big part of it. But it's not going to get to the people at the bottom because, you see, those countries at the bottom are already on the list. They have been since the 70s on the list, and probably long before, actually. They're certainly reprinted by Kissinger and his teams of peoples that have to be brought down drastically in their populations. So a lot of this cash, the cash that gets through the psychopath's pockets of the givers at the top to the takers at the bottom, because it's always psychopaths that rise to the top in every culture, that trickles down will go for abortions, bringing down populations, inoculations, or cripple them and sterilize them, and all the stuff we've seen in the West. So that's how the world is really run. As I say, they stuck to a plan. Whenever they stick to a plan, the think tanks actually have other foundations they can go to that specialize. Remember, they all work together, these foundations, this parallel government. They have other ones that specialize in creating consensus across the world. That's all they do. Send bagmen out to create consensus across the world. Back with more after this break.
aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Hi, folks, this is Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. It's interesting there at Copenhagen because they've had a blizzard there and a few inches of snow already. Across Europe, they've had flights cancelled. Britain came to a standstill too. The snow, blizzards and snow. And here they are. I mean, this is beautiful for future historians to write how they changed the entire planet's way of living, talking about global warming in the middle of a blizzard where nothing could move. I mean, it's so farcical. But I said before, a long time ago and over, I don't care if you're up to your ears in the snow. But still say it's global warming, because that's the only agenda that put everything on, all the money's on that, you see. And they've worked on a whole new economy out years in advance, and already implemented it in many countries. The whole of Europe's implemented it 4 or 5 years ago in carbon trading. And now the next step is through treaties. Don't be misled by the, oh, we're getting nowhere at Copenhagen nonsense. No, they're putting out the framework for a legal binding system to be brought in with the next meeting. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And when they bring out words like framework for this, they're talking about a global government framework. That's what that means. And they send in Obama, the man of the moment, to spout off his rehearsed lines, because he's run two liquor puppets, all these guys are. And he's a sort of champion, and he bypassed all the back room deals and went straight to the place and started spouting off and saying, you got to reach an agreement, they say. This is from CNN today. And it's interesting, too, on the side in story highlights, this story highlight it says here, and I'm talking about buzzwords and terms used from communism. You understand how it works. Obama, no time to waste, time for common purpose, says. Now, people in the know understand where he's coming from. But the general public haven't a clue what they're hearing. These are slogans that are used within a particular organization and a think tank and a system and a people, in fact. It says, there's no time to waste. Now I believe it's time for the nations. As another term they use, too, is now is the time. When they're doing a revolution, be it bloody or quiet. Now is the time. Now I believe it's the time for the nations and the people of the world to come behind a common purpose. We're ready to get this done today, but there has to be movement on all sides. Obama sounded impatient with the progress of the two-week Watch His Line, they're all actors, conference so far, saying the scope of climate change discussions over the years have produced little more than talk. These international discussions have essentially taken place now for almost two decades. Interesting, too, because none of it ever went through popular votes in any country, did they? So, above us all, isn't it, for governance, isn't it? He says, we have very little time or little to show for it, other than an increased acceleration of the climate change phenomena. Well, what do you expect to come out of a liar? The same lies as his pals and all these are promoted to do this stuff, do they? You got to do something now. It's accelerating this climate change phenomenon. He says the time for talk is over. And he said that the pieces of an accord have become clear in the past fortnight in Copenhagen, but that countries must now decide to sign on even if they feel the framework is imperfect. No country will get everything that it wants, he said. Really, I bet there is one. Without mentioning China specifically, the president challenged that country's reluctance to allow for transparency in international review. Then he goes on down there how he did meet, after saying he just rushed in, bypassed all the leaders, he said he actually had already met the representative from China. This is, he cancelled the meeting with the Danish Prime Minister to jump to an emergency meeting with almost 20 key leaders, including representatives from China, Australia, the United Kingdom, France, Germany, and India. Backroom deals. China's involvement is critical because it's been holding up a climate deal over whether the U.S. and other wealthy nations should pay to... China's holding all the U.S. debt. Why is the U.S. being called a wealthy nation when China has all the manufacturing, has all the goods, the means of production were all shipped to them under this global plan by the big boys. And they're still calling the U.S. rich. They're going through a bank collapse. Folks are losing their homes all over the place. There's unemployment and worse to come. And the people still think Obama's real. And the media is real to give you such rubbish as this. Anyway, it says here, another wealthy nation should pay to help developing countries deal with the cost of global warming. Obama went with Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao for 55 minutes Friday, the White House said. Now listen to this. The meeting was a constructive discussion that touched upon all of the key issues. What are the key issues? The official said, including the three major points Obama touched on the speech, mitigation, transparency, and financing. Obama and Wen directed their negotiations to work on a bilateral basis, U.S. and China, with negotiators from other countries to see whether an agreement could be reached in Copenhagen. And the Chinese leader said it's a small step forwards, right off the Mao Zedong's little red book. I can understand what that really means. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies, like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Just mentioning what's really happening in Copenhagen is just setting up the idea for the framework, which means a government, a world government system, because it's dealing with all economy of every country. That's all laws in any nation revolve around its economy. All laws. That's why Rothschild said, when he was asked if he also wanted to rule the country of Britain when he took over the Bank of England, he says, no, just give him the money and I care not who rules, because obviously he would be ruling, because all laws revolve around finances, the economy of the system, the nation. Every government goes to the bank, their so-called centralized bank. Another plank of manifesto was to centralize everything. And they go cap in hand and ask for the cash that, and then guarantee and that the taxpayers will pay it back. We're all put down as the guarantors, and so are your children and great-grandchildren, although I don't think we're going to have any the way it's going and the way it's planned at Copenhagen. Because the real goal, too, is to not only get charge of all the economies of every country and to centralize it all in the United Nations, a world government, but to depopulate like crazy by withholding food. Eventually, that's in the UN agreements, that they will eventually be responsible for designating rationing food to every state, as they like to call it, or region, group of states. That's in their charter. Look into the, when they set up their agricultural department at the UN, you'll find all that stuff there. And they said that they would allocate the rationing of food according to the population of each country. And it'll be up to each country then to decide how to bring down its population as your problem, because they won't put the rations up. And I'll guarantee they'll start at something where everyone can eat. And just like everything else they do at the UN, they'll start bringing it down. The ration quota will go down and down and down. Food and water and energy are used as weapons. Always down through history. Nothing to do with the climate. Nothing at all to do with the climate. And as that is happening there, they're socializing the medical systems in the last few countries that don't have socialized medicine. Where countries spend, like Canada, 40-odd or 8 or so million dollars a year on propaganda and advertising to tell the public who live in Canada how wonderful their medical system is. Not kidding. I've read the articles on the air. Incredible, isn't it? Propaganda wins over reality as people queue up with the big number tags that they kind of used to hang on cattle's ears before the slaughter. You'd see them in the fields for those folk who could tear themselves away from a city. You'd see them with these big tags. That's what you get when you walk through the door and you take your place. You have no idea who you're going to see because you'll never see the same face twice. And you might sit 4 or 5 hours or longer. And then they might just close up whenever they want to until you come back tomorrow or the next day or whenever. That's how you're treated in socialized medicine. They don't pull out your records. They don't care about your history. They just ask what you want and stand there with a prescription pad. That's socialized medicine. And they don't put all the tests through for you either, because that's all cutbacks, you see. When things are socialized, the government runs it. Remember, the agenda is to depopulate, not to keep you healthy. Depending, again, on your status. Because of special hospitals for, you know, the better people, like top bureaucrats and their families and politicians, they all get into that. That's socialized medicine. Just like the Soviet Union had. But also, they said they would use, as Lenin said, they would use services. They begin services to the public, and then they become authorities. They talked about the merger of the end of the dictatorship of the proletariat, which is really over the proletariat, which is being called, where communism would blend with the West and become not quite capitalist, not quite communist, more what they call the ideal socialist, where big business would be allowed to still flourish, work hand in glove with government, and technically, if you want to call it something, another name is fascist. And masses of bureaucrats would rule the lives of all the masses beneath them, which we have. He said around the year 2000 and beyond, it'll be so bad in the West and the rest of the world that there'll be so many agencies and government agencies competing with each other, they'll be stepping in on each other's toes in territories, combining territories. That's happening too. There's so many alphabet soup agencies out there. They can't keep track of them themselves. But again, using these services, which would then become authorities, like police services, where services paid for by the taxpayer, and the taxpayer of even towns and villages in Canada could fire them at will, and that's why they brought in provincial or state police, you see, and they're going for federal police. Centralization, again, Marxist idea. And they're going to the next step now, because you see, healthcare is also used as a weapon in more ways than you think. Healthcare is used as a weapon because they can either depopulate through it by withdrawing stuff from availability to the public, like antibiotics, for instance, very simple, or putting out and promoting shots to shorten their life, as was suggested by quite a few of the big players like Lord Bertrand Russell when he said, "We shall use the needle." And I've read that on the air from his own book. Julian Huxley said the same thing. But they're using pharmacists too, and this is a new thing because remember, we started to hear, oh, pharmacists can now give the flu shot. Well, pharmacists are not trained or authorized to give shots that the public public don't know that. They don't know that. Does a pharmacist have a defibrillator there when you go into anaphylactic shock and your heart just packs in? No. But it doesn't matter now. You're in socialized medicine, you see. Masses. You treat the masses like the masses. You're not a person anymore. You're just a statistic. And if you die, well, you're a statistic, that's all. You had bad genes. The stuff's made for the average genes. This article here is from an inside site for healthcare, for insiders, the big boys. And it's called Fierce Health It. Fierce Health It. I'll put these links up on my site if I can get any speed from ExploreNet at all. And at the end of the night, so you can look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and I'll put these links from these talks up, these articles up. And it says it's the leading source of healthcare news with a special focus on, it tells you different things. This article here is from the 14th of December, 2009. The U.S. Pharmacy Benefits Manager, Medco Health Solutions. Medco Health Solutions will deliver electronic alerts to pharmacies for patients who may not be following their doctor's orders, and pay as many as 100 pharmacists in Illinois. This is where they're starting it off. No doubt they'll do in a few areas at the same time. And pay as many as 100 pharmacists in Illinois for coordinating care with physicians and counseling patients with chronic conditions. Medco also will work with the Illinois Pharmacist Association. This is how you do it. You license people. Then you have associations for licensing. And then government steps in, and big business, the big fascist bunch, step in together, and you have this public-private deal. And they're going to monitor the patients and alert the pharmacist if you skip a pill here and there. It says, Medco will also work with the Illinois Pharmacists Association, the University of Illinois at Chicago, College of Pharmacy, and Marixa, a pharmacy-based patient care network, to study the effects or efforts to close gaps in medication adherence over the course of a 26-week trial period. It transforms traditional competitors into collaborators. See, they're not competing. They're collaborating now with governmental departments. Creates a partnership. Oh, here's all your newspeak across private business, but is it proactive, eh? Is it probiotic too? I don't know. Public employers and research institutions, and leverages advanced technology using evidence-based protocols to efficiently identify and effectively close gaps in care for patients who are suffering chronic and complex conditions. Patients who account for 96% of all drug costs. See, this is the government again, because they've already done the surveys with RAND Corporation and what they're going to cut you down to, the bare bones for the coming socialist medical system. So chronic patients with lots of illnesses or elderly account for 96% of all drug costs and 75% of all medical spending. Medical president and COO President Klepper says of the program. The UIC College of Pharmacy will train and offer guidance to as many as 100 community pharmacists. They're all, everything's a community now. What was it Bruce Senior called it when he announced the New World Order? Communitarianism. Communism was too bad. You see, it might ring a bell in the odd head that was left at thought here and there. So they called it communitarianism. You're all parts of your community now. It says 100 community pharmacists on how to improve medication adherence. And they're identifying essential medications that patients in state of Illinois' employee health plans should be receiving for cardiovascular, diabetes, pulmonary, and neuroscience issues. Medco will deliver alerts over the Marixa network and offer consulting fees to participating pharmacists. Now, you've already heard or read, I'm sure, about the nanotechnology they're putting in pills and medication, and how they can actually monitor to see if you're actually taking the correct doses and all the rest of it. It's really interesting. It's like that movie THX, you know, with Robert Duvall. You think the guy who dreamed up that story had a great imagination? No, these guys work 50, 60, 70, 100 years before they implement any part of it. Just like Aldous Huxley brought up Brave New World. and talked about creating the perfect humans to serve the system, and different categories of them, of intellect, back in the 1930s, before we're told they discovered the genes. We're just going through a long-term business plan. The Copenhagen thing is only part of it, written and planned, no doubt, long, long ago. Long ago. Here I laugh, too, at the farce of it all, the hypocrisy that they always see. But again, that's what you saw in the Soviet system. Those at the top could get anything they wanted. There was no defector ever left the top ranks of the KGB or any of the big political organization, the Politburo at the top. Not one of them left because of economic reasons. They lived in a high standard of living, equivalent to the same positions in the Western countries, and sometimes higher. Some are more equal than others in such utopias, said Orwell. Well, ain't they ever? This is an article going back to 2007 from the Sunday Times, June 24th. The Green Prince, you know, Prince Charles, have given him a cause now, like that, a common purpose for him too. Green Prince leaves a giant CO2. The Prince of Wales has been found wanting in his efforts to save the world from global warming. Charles and his royal household have generated more than 1,500 tons of carbon dioxide in the past year, according to an independent audit. The Prince will this week announce that he and his household are carbon neutral. The campaigners claim this is greenwash. Oh, very, very, very clever, very witty. Because instead of cutting his emissions, he's simply paying to offset them. And he can do that because, you see, they get paid, apart from all the other loot they've got had done through the centuries, the royal family of Britain each get paid a salary by the government for being who they are, you know, going to events and foreign and cost of living expenses. So that's an extra bonus you'll be given to pay back by the taxpayer. Anyway, this also does not include holidays taken by his sons, Princes William and Harry. William spent a week in Barbados with his former girlfriend, Kate Middleton, and flew to Switzerland and Ibiza. And Harry enjoyed two trips to Barbados with his girlfriend, Chelsea Davy, and a trip to South Africa. On Tuesday, Charles will publish details of his carbon footprint for the past year and targets to reduce it. The audit has been conducted by Jonathan Porritt, his long-standing advisor. That's the Autumn Population Trust boys, too. However, an independent audit conducted for the Sunday Times by Chris Goodall, who's another green freak, the author of How to Live a Low-Carbon Life. You know, we're carbon units. We're called carbon units, life forms, carbon life forms. Remember the old Star Trek series? Oh, carbon-based life form. You see, what a lot of farce this is. Anyway, found the Prince's lavish lifestyle had taken its toll on the planet. He made use of publicly available records to estimate the Prince's travel and utility bills, and that Charles was responsible for nearly 1,600 tons of CO2 emissions, equivalent of more than 600 cars on Britain's roads for a year. Flights taken by Charles and the Duchess of Cornwall generated more than 800. They flew more tons of CO2 than 70,000 miles last year, including frequent visits to Scotland and tours of the US, the Gulf, Pakistan and Africa. Prince's foreign air travel has been controversial. In January, he travelled first class to the United States with Camilla and 14 aides, where he picked up an environmental award, awareness award. The two-day trip cost up to £120,000 and generated 54 tonnes of CO2. In February, he hired an Airbus A319, which can seat 140 people, to carry him, Camilla and 23 aides to the Gulf at taxpayers' expense. Some are more equal than others in such utopias, eh? The two, which generated 380 tons of CO2, four press advisors, an equerry, a dresser for the Duchess, a hairdresser, two valets, a butler, a doctor, there's personal doctors with them, three staff in charge of logistics and travel, and a personal assistant. One former senior member of the royal household said the Prince's entourage was often excessive. Simple actions that could be done by one man seemed to take three when the Prince is involved. In May, Camilla dented the Prince's green reputation when she took a private jet to Greece for a short break with friends. You know, a weekend thing. You know, just had to get away from it all, didn't she? She's so busy. But that's the farce we live through. Farce. Nothing to do with global warming. Nothing to do with CO2, folks. This is about total control of every person on the planet, the bringing in of a new planned society with population planning for the future for their needs, those at the top, what they need, who they need, what gene types they need. What do you think the Human Genome Project was? It seemed that they already had all the data on everyone 10 years before they announced they'd even done it. What do you think they were doing? They were listing all those folks with different illnesses, disease, what's hereditary, what gene types should be eliminated from the gene pool because of the cost-effectiveness of it all. Back with more after this break.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Hi folks, this is Alan Watt and we're cutting through the matrix. As I said before, years and years ago, back in Aldous Huxley's time and his brother Julian, head of UNESCO, United Nations, the department that was set up to get a common culture through indoctrination of the children worldwide through National Teachers Association boards, implementing the same agenda, centralization, remember, of authority. They talked about different ways to alter the human itself and bring down population as well. But of course they couldn't bring or get volunteers. If they came out and said, we want to kill 3/4 of you or 90%, they just wouldn't get the volunteers. We're not quite ready yet. Life's not that just depressing so far, but it's getting there. But this article here shows you what happened with Monsanto's corn. Now, Monsanto's like Bill Gates, in a sense. And I've told people before, these guys don't raise to the top by themselves. They don't rise to the top by themselves. They're helped. It's, the way is paid for them to take over the food supply. That's what Monsanto's job is. Just like they put Bill Gates up there, no matter what he pinched from other companies, pinch means nicking, which also means stealing, no one would touch them. No judge anywhere would touch them because it was a must-be, a CIA backing, obviously, agenda. Wednesday, 16th of December, 2009, and it's by Truthout to do with food and genetically modified foods, the poisonous stuff they're feeding us. Now, Canada was the test bed for all the modified stuff. For 10 years, they tried it on Canadians without our knowledge. No one knew until it broke out from Britain that we were the guinea pigs. You see, we're more advanced. We are more advanced democracy in Canada than anywhere else in the world, since Pierre Trudeau, who was a communist, a card-carrying one. He became Prime Minister of Canada. But anyway, Wednesday, 16th of December, 2009, it says here, GMO cornfields in Canada, a new European study clearly reveals the new side effects linked with GM maize consumption. It affected the liver and kidneys, but also other organs for three Monsanto GMO corn varieties. Study published in the International Journal of Biological Sciences demonstrates the toxicity of three genetically modified corn varieties from the American seed company Monsanto. The Committee for Independent Research and Information on Genetic Engineering, which is Cregan based in Kane, which participated in the study, announced Friday, December the 11th. It says, for the first time in the world, we've proven that GMO are neither sufficiently healthy nor proper to be commercialized. I mean, they shouldn't be sold for food consumption. Each time for all three GMOs, the kidneys, the liver, which are the main organs that react to a chemical food poisoning, had problems, indicated Giles Eric Cerolini, an expert member of the Commission for Biotechnology Reevaluation, created by the EU in 2008. This is Cain and Rouen University researchers, as well as Cregan researchers, based analysis on the data supplied by Monsanto to health authorities to obtain the green light for commercialization, but they draw different conclusions after new statistical calculations. According to Professor Cerolini, the health authorities based themselves on a reading of the conclusions of Monsanto, which they presented, and not on conclusions drawn from the totality of the data. The researchers were able to obtain complete documentation following a legal action. Monsanto's tests over 90 days are obviously not of sufficient duration to be able to say whether chronic illnesses are caused, so they asked for the test period of over or at least 2 years. And what they found was kidney damage, liver damage, and lots of other problems in humans, folks. But it won't stop it, because the UN must be total control of the food. Public-private fascist partnership. From Hamish, myself, in Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent international